Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Reish Nun Tes, the 13th chapter, entitled Machshava. Shnei Kochesem Hem Ha'ilayim B'Yaseh Ba'Adam. There are two forces which are supreme in man. These are the two highest forces. Haratzon HaRishoin, Asher Kol Dakei Adam Nimshachim Acharav. He's quoting the Gaon in his commentary to Mishlei Perek Tzayin, the first will, that primary will that pulls all of the ways of man after it. We've discussed this before. The Machshava, and the second one is thought. That primary will that the Gaon is speaking about hovers over the person without being connected to any specific limb. Machshava is the supreme force within the body. So regarding this power of thought, the Rama writes, he's talking about the end of Asher Yatzar. Mafilila Asois. What does that mean, Mafilila Asois? Further, one can say, Mafilila Asois b'masha shemer ruach adam b'kirboi. It's a pele in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves the spirit of man within his body, v'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi, and binds up. This is paradoxical. That's why we say Mafilila Asois. It binds up something spiritual with something physical, even though they shouldn't interact at all. V'akoil hu alidei shurofei chol basar. The author says, Keshe zeh ben guf v'ruach, this connection that the Rama is speaking about between the body and the soul, b'koach ha-machshava, is through the power of thought, uvazei ha-meyuchedes shebechol kuches adam. And through this, that makes it unique in all the forces of man. Uvasher zeh segulasa, seeing that that is its property, he ha-meromemes adam. This is what really raises the person, me-ha-havai ha-gufani behemi, from the experience which is physical, behemistic, la-havai ruchani enoshi, to an experience which is human, fully human and spiritual. Shnei kochos menugadim mishtamshim ba'yisev. Now, there are two contradictory or opposing forces that use the same organ, meaning the brain. Hamachshava v'adimyoin. Thought and dimyoin, which we've defined before as fantasy, imagination, that type of thing. Shnei poli b'moach. They're both active in the mind. Keshe'anu miskavnim l'avid mashu. When we intend to understand something, when you make an effort to understand, as Yotzei HaMoach Machashavos, then the mind produces thought, but it takes a certain effort. Kesheinanu matrichim es hamoach lehavanat davar mesuyam. When we do not push the brain to understand something specific, hazu poel boifen atzmi, then it acts autonomously. It goes on autopilot. V'yotzei dimyoneis, and it typically produces dimyoneis, again, imaginary visions, fantasies.
And in the words of Rabbi Yisrael,
these fantasies, these imaginary visions lead him astray in the path of his wounds. Why is this? Because the brain is active continuously, day and night. Even in sleep, it continues to function. Often dreams are just a continuation of things that a person had been thinking about. Gam bli chalom baruch, even if a person doesn't have a clear memory that it remembers clearly, a clear dream rather. Nochal avchin bifulas hamoach kesheanu mesererim. We can notice, we can discern the activity of the mind when we wake up in the morning. Omenasim lizachir miyad. You try to remember immediately. Bameh hagah hamoach lefenei kitzah, what the mind was thinking about just before waking. Vaz nivachach shemoach lo sheah bli pula. We'll notice, we'll recognize that the mind was not inactive. It's active through sleep as well. Hadimyoin poel ba'adam miyaldusei ba'ofen tiv'i. So dimyoin, that faculty, is active from childhood already, naturally. One doesn't have to make an effort here. However, hayecholes lagi lemachshava mesuderes umchuvenes, the ability to reach thought which is organized, ordered, directed, mispatachas harbe yasemoha, that develops much later. Me'atim em bnei adam mishtamshim bemachshava merukezes. There are few people who really are capable of concentrated thought, thought which is directed and organized and concentrated. Bazen asok bezas Hashem ba've'adim abayim. So this is the subject of the coming ve'adim. The first vad, an interesting insight into language here. Mashma'us milas melech hi machshava. The word melech, which we translate as king, which is, I think, a fair translation, but the meaning of it is thought. V'nimtza b'lashon ha'gemara nimlach, we find the Gemara often, nimlach be'beis din, etc. A person consulted, we would say, consulted the beis din, asked the beis din, but it connotes thought over here. And melech is derived from that, he says. Melech hu ba'al machshava. So correspondingly, a melech is a person of thought, shebao manigas medinasoi. And through that thought, through that counsel, through that analysis, he leads his nation. Kach kein gam ba'adam atzmoi. So to in any individual, ha'machshava yikoach shel malchus. Machshava is a power of royalty, of kingship. It's a power. Bizman shadam choyshev. When a person is thinking, kefufim kol achushim v'akochos l'machshava, then all of one's senses and forces are subservient to the thought. Kulam shekitim, they're all quiescent. V'adam shalit ben. The person is in charge then when he's thinking. He's in charge of all these forces and faculties. Mashehu choyshev, that which is thinking, bazem misbateis mahus adam atzmoy. It's an expression of the essence of the person. And the author proves it from a Gemara. V'chein gasin bekitushin memtes amud beis. The Gemara there says, it's perplexing. Ha-mekadesh is ha-isha al-menash ha-nitzadik. A person is mekadesh a woman and says, ha-reit mekadesh is li, al-menash ha-nitzadik, with a condition, with a prerequisite here that I'm a tzadik. And the Gemara rules, afilu rasha gamu, even if we know that person to be a rasha gamu, mekudesh is. The kitushin is valid. How can that be? Shema hirher teshuva bedatoi. Because possibly when he was saying these words, al-menash ha-nitzadik, he was considering teshuva bedato in his mind. Says the author, Rasha Gamur, we're talking about somebody who's a Rasha Gamur. Imrak hirher bis shuvah. He hasn't done anything yet. He's just meharher bis shuvah. Ukva bivchinas tzadik, which makes the kiddushin valid. Hirhur echad meshanes mautai. So the author is drawing here the necessary implication. One thought can change a person's essence. Mimele, another insight. Lachen gam hirhure avira koshum avira. That perplexing Gemara in Yomet of Chavtes. That thoughts of Avera are worse than the Avera itself. How can that be? So the explanation is along the lines we're saying. Adam yecholi kashel be'avera keshitzo tekfo. A person can stumble and perform an Avera when overcome by certain yetzer. But any meida al mausa, it's not necessarily a testimony to his essence. That's Avera. But, aval ma she'adam meharher, but if he's thinking, reflecting about it, zehu atzmoi, then that's his essence. Meli hiro avera kashel be'avera. We've said already that machshava is the supreme force in the human being. It follows that it is the most subtle force within man. It's not something that's coarse and vulgar. It's very difficult to preserve thought, so it shouldn't be interrupted, shouldn't be disrupted. Kol davar katan misachesh basviva. Every small thing in the environment, alul lehatois meinyan shiyosekes boi, can sway, can move away, can tilt the thought from what it's dealing with. Gam kesheein shum davar mibachutz mafrei. Even if there's nothing on the outside that interrupts or disturbs, alul hadimyon yisarev machshava. There's still a danger that one's imaginative faculty can interrupt here, get involved. Again, the words of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, once again to take the thought astray and to lead it off course, go on a tangent. So this requires practice, this requires exercising, to be able to direct one's thoughts. Not to allow it to stray from whatever it is, to some other thought, b'shum oifin. Nishtadel limtzi zman u'makom shkitim. This is the exercise in. Try to find a place and a time that is quiet. In other words, eliminating stimuli from the environment that would make it more difficult. V'nikbal atzmeinu eiz inyan shebitzenen lago yisboi. And determine some concept, some inyan that a person wishes to delve into. And make an effort to stick to this thought for 3 minutes. And not to allow one's thought to slide, to slip into other inyonim. Darush leze ma'amatz gadol. A great effort is required over here. V'yavru yamim rabim. A long time will pass. Ad she'naschil atzlech lachzik ha'machshava daka achas. Until we manage to start holding a thought for 1 minute, ולאט לאט, slowly, gradually, נוכל להגיע עד לריכוז במשך 3 דקות. So we'll be able to reach a state of concentration for perhaps 3 minutes. מסתבר שהשלב הראשון הזה בהסלמדות. It seems, it's plausible, that this first stage of training יימשך לכל הפחות חודש שלם. We'll take at least an entire month. אך אז נמשש את כוח המחשבה בספרתו ובטהור עשוי. But then we'll at least have a feeling, to feel, to grasp the power of thought in its splendor and purity. ויהיה לנו לפלא, it will be a wonder, we will be astonished. איך יש לנו כוח אילאי כזה? We have such a supreme force within us, ועד כה לא הכרנו כלל את עשוי. To this point, we never even recognized it, we never saw it at all. In the second vad, הוא בגין בקוות יחבוס אלה ובויס, in שער פרישוס בעיקי. He writes, ושים תמורס רי דבריך, אורך מחשבתך והסמדס בחינסך והחשבון למפשך. Here are the key words. כי המחשבה נער. Thought is like a lamp. We would call it a torch, a flashlight. שתכניסו אלה בך, that you can then use within your heart. והחשבון שמש. And calculation, reflection is like the sun. תאיר בעירה מצפונך. Using its light, you can illuminate your מצפון ולגלו אצלך משהו צפון בו מנתוי והרב to reveal all sorts of things within yourself. והלשן שער מצפון. The tongue is the gate. The author comments, כל מחשבה מהירה לאדם. This terminology indicates that thought illuminates. זיו התירה, the light of תירה, ריח ואילם, the breadth of the world, עומק האדם, the depth of the human being, הכל מסגלה רק למי שהוא חושב. It's all revealed only to those who think deeply. המהר"ל כותב באבויס, he writes in פרקי אבויס, שיש באדם שכל הדיברי ושכל עיוני. Now this was discussed before in חלק א', we discussed this concept in the מהר"ל, in the first volume of Alei Shur, דף קוף עין זין. So he establishes that there are two parts of the intellect, שכל הדיברי, the speaking intellect, ושכל עיוני, and the contemplative intellect. הרי השכל המונח בדיבור, that intellect which is associated with speech, הוא סוג אחר מזה שמונח בעיניו. It's a different category to the contemplative intellect. השכל האמיתי והעמוק, when you speak about the true, deep intellect, הוא העיון. We talk about contemplation over there. In brackets, כמובן, כשדיברו של אדם מחושב ובא ועיון. Of course, when a person's speech is calculated and comes from contemplation and analysis, גם דיברו בא מהשכל העיון. Then his speech also can be said to come from the contemplative intellect. מעתן הגנה בעצמנו, let's think to ourselves now. האם לא רויב, אוי כל עסקנו בשכל ובשכל הדיברי? Is it not true that the majority or even all of our supposed intellectual activities are focused on the lower level, the speech intellect? ילד המסלמד לדבר, a child, a toddler who's learning to speak, בוודאי עדיין אין בו שכל עיוני. He doesn't have this contemplative intellect. He has an intellect which gives him speech. A toddler can speak, and we recognize that that's something already unique to human beings. Animals don't have it. But it's not שכל עיוני. הוא גדל, the child grows, וכל עסקו בפטפוטי דברים, and continues chattering and chatting. ואדם מבוגר לוקח, does it stop at any point? Is not the same true for most adults, most of the time. השיחה שיתפת מחברים. Notice conversation, flowing conversation between friends. האם יש בה קורטיב של עיון? Does it contain even an iota of analysis? Or is it just chattering, jabbering? אכן, התינוק לומד בבית הספר. The toddler learns at school. ולאט לאט הוא נכנס לעסק בחוכמה. Slowly is introduced to involvement in real wisdom. בלימוד התורה מוכרחים להבין היטב. In לימוד התורה, one is obligated to understand, ובזה מסלמדים לעיין. So hopefully the child learns to analyze. אך כל המצוי אצל לימוד גמרא יודע. Nonetheless, anyone who is involved in learning Gemara knows. כמה קשה הוא לרכז המחשבה, how difficult it is to actually concentrate one's thought, ולרחיק הדמיון, and to drive away the imaginative faculty, הורב תמיד להטס את המחשבה, that's constantly lurking and trying to sway the thought. הרי אפשר ללמוד ב-60% של ריכוז. It's quite possible to learn with only 60% of concentration. ב-70% or 80%, to learn with 70% or 80% of concentration. ובשאר האחוזים, but the rest of the mind שלט הדמיון. It's controlled by the דמיון בשעה סעיון ממש, at the very time that one is learning and concentrating. Those other 10%, 20%, 30% are there, controlled by the דמיון. רק לפעמים מגיעים לריכוז ב-100%. It's only occasionally, rarely, that one reaches 100% concentration. לחזק את הריכוז, to strengthen one's concentration, ולרחק את הדמיון לגמרי, and to totally drive away דמיון, עבודה גדולה וקשה. This is a very great and difficult project. אולם ידיעה חס נחוצה לסלם דו זה. One point is necessary over here for this type of exercise. כל גדולי המחשבה הזהירו, says the גדולי המחשבה made this point, שאין לחשוב בסמצוס וקויש. Even though this is a difficult exercise, it does not mean that one's thinking should be difficult, should be with effort, one is sweating away. No, אלא דווקא בקלוס, it should be pleasant. עד כדי הרגשה סנימוס, to the point where one is feeling a pleasantness. He uses a metaphor over here. מחשבה אינה דוימה לחטיבת עצים אלא ניגון בכינור. Thought is not comparable to chopping wood. It's rather like playing the violin. זה כלל גדול במלאכת המחשבה. This is a great principle in the מלאכה of מחשבה. מעתה, from now on, ננסה להאריך זמן המחשבה עד לחמש דקות. We're going to try to extend our exercise to 5 minutes. אם מרגישים שזה יוסר מדי, if we feel that that's just too much, יש מיד להפסיק בזה. One should immediately stop, ואין להכביד על עצמו בשום אופן. One should not wear on oneself under any circumstances. Go back to the previous exercise. ונחזור על הסדר בזה. Let's repeat the organization over here, the order. תקבע לעצמך איזה עניין שאתה רוצה להגויס בו. Determine beforehand, decide before, some concept that you want to think about. אם איזה רמב״ם קשה, it might be a difficult statement of the רמב״ם, או איזה קושייה של רבי עקיבא איגר, some קושייה, או איזה מאמר חזל, some statement of חזל. תחפש לך מקום שקט, look for a quiet place. The author didn't live long enough to make the obvious a recommendation over here, that one has to be disconnected from half a dozen gadgets, ותתחיל לחשב 5 דקות, and then begin to think for 5 minutes. Onwards. ועד השלישי. המחשבה היא נר שתכניסו אל לבך. חובוס רבי וויס defined the מחשבה as a lamp that is then inserted into one's heart. It's a flashlight, a torch. היא פויסחס לפני האדם את העולם הרוחני. It opens before man a spiritual world. האדם משתמש בעבר הגופני של המוח. We use the physical organ of the mind, the brain. It's a physical organ. We use it. ויכול להגיע לחידוש שהוא אמס למיתו. And he can generate real חידושים, real spiritual insights. קשר מפליא בין גוף ורוח. That's what the Rambam was saying. That's why we conclude אשר יצא with the words, הוא מפליא לעשייס. It's a wondrous, astonishing connection between body and spirit. That the brain, which is a physical organ, can produce spiritual notions. ברור כי מחשבה זו מעלה את כל האדם. Obviously, such a thought elevates man, ומכניסה זו לתוך עולם רוחני, and brings him in, ushers him into a spiritual world. מה דלים הם לעומת זה? In contrast, how impoverished is the life, חיי אדם, אשר אינו מדליק נר זה בסוף לבוי. Person does not switch on such a lamp in his heart. אלה הם דברי חזל הזה. These are the words of חזל about this, a famous Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara there is interpreting the words in Chukas, this song that is mentioned over there. Mai dichsiv al ken yomru hamoyishlim v'goymer. What is the meaning of this phrase? Al kinyum ruha moishlim, those who rule, say, in the simple pshat moishlim, there are those who employ metaphors in meshalim. But here, Chazal determined elu hamoshlim beitzram. On a deeper level, we're talking about those who control and subdue the yetzer. They say bo cheshboin. Again, in simple level, come to the city called cheshboin. Bo v'nachshev cheshbono sholam. Deeper level, come and calculate the ultimate calculation. Hefsed mitzvah keneged sechara. The loss incurred in doing a mitzvah, as opposed to the sachar. And similarly, uscha avira keneged hefseida. The sachar that a person gets, some sort of gain that he gains through an avira, as opposed to the hefsed. Then the pasuk carries on. Tibone v'sikoinen. Imato iseken. If you're going to do this, if you're going to contemplate these things and make this calculation, tibone bo'ilam hazeh v'tikonen bo'ilam haba. You'll be built in this world, you'll be established in olam haba. Ir Sichoin, cheshbon, on a simple level again, was the city, the capital city perhaps of Sichoin, melech ha'emuri. So Chazal interpret, im meisim adam atzmoi ke'ayir zeh. If a person makes himself like a donkey, like a foal, shemelech achas yachana'a, he's just going to follow sichana'a, over here can mean either just a light conversation, or it can refer to something else as well. Maksiv acharav, what is the consequence? Ki eish yetzea mechashbon, a fire erupted from there. Teitze eish mechashvin, say Chazal, let the fire erupt from those who are mechashvin, those who do this calculation, v'tochal es sheinu mechashvin, consume those who do not. V'lehava mikiryas sichoin, a parallel phrase, flame from the city of Sichoin, mikiryas tzadikim shenikru sichin, achla er moav. It consumes. Zeh me'alech achar yitzroi. This is a person who just follows his yitzer. He doesn't do this calculation. Ki ayir zeh she'me'alech achar sichana'a. The author says, ha'moshlim be'yitzram megalim lam. Those who are moshlim be'yitzram reveal to us, ki ha'derech להיכנס לעולם של רוחניות. The path to enter a world of רוחניות, ולהתגבר על היצר, and to overcome the יצר הוא לחזק את המחשבה והחשבון. To strengthen one's מחשבה and calculation, ובזה בוינה האדם, as we said. תיבונה וסיכוינן. A person builds himself thereby. המחשבה היא המקשרת גוף ורוח. מחשבה, as we said a number of times now, is that which joins and fuses body and soul. והיא המקשרת גם עולם הזה ועולם הבא, בעבד עשה האדם. It's also what it's a point of interface between olam hazeh and olam haba in a person's avida. Huma hefech shel machshava v'cheshbon. What's the opposite? What image do Chazal use to connote the opposite of calculation, contemplation, analysis? Shemelech achas sichana'a. Just pleasant conversation. Yesh le'avin zos lefi chidush shel ha'maharal. It's referred to above. Sheishnam shnei sugei sechel. There are two types of intellect. Sechel hadibri. That's the intellect involved in speech, the sechel ha'iyuni, intellect involved in real thought. Hareh ha'dibur kashu gam ken b'machshava. We made this point earlier in the previous vad. Of course, speech is also associated with machshava. And that's what makes a person unique already, the fact that we have the power of speech. It's already a form of thought. Aval machshava ze yechola liyos shitchis me'oy. That thought can be extremely superficial. Gam tinoik medaber, child, toddler also speaks. אבל אין כאן יוסי מפית פוטים. It's nonsense. It's chattering. אדם הנמשך אחר שיחה נעה. So a person who allows himself to be drawn just by conversation, chatter, and casual conversation, is drawn after that. אוהב לדבר על הו ועל דה. He loves it. He speaks about this and about that and about the stock market and the sports results and what happened in the office and just conversation. אבל אין אוהב לחשיב. That's much easier than thinking. Hasechil ha'iyuni, in contrast, mevi lemachshava mesuderes u'ma'amika, that brings to organized thought, deep thought, she'en diminuos me'oravim ba, where there's no imagination involved. Ka'asher mashvim adam, if you were to compare a person, look at people and compare them, ha'me'alecha chasichana, those who are constantly involved in conversation, in casual chatter, in Baal Sechel Iyuni, if you compare that to a person with a Sechel Iyuni, Nikar Evdel Gadol Benehem, you will see a tremendous difference between them, Bisnagusam, Bispatchusam, in their conduct, in their development. Ben Aliyah Urak Mishu Mechashev, to become a Ben Aliyah, one has to be somebody who thinks. Teitze Eish Memechashvin, Chazal put it as follows, in the passage above, let a fire erupt from those who calculate and think, V'tochalas Sheinu Mechashvin, consume those who don't. Ve'lo Izu Bilvad, it goes further. That passage continues, Ulhavam ki yas tzedekim, let a flame erupt from the city of tzedekim, shenikus sechin v'achraisa, me'alechacha yitzroi, and consume the one who follows his yetzer, ki ayir zeh. The continuation is clear. The tzaddik actually builds himself with the power of thought. Following, walking after it's similar to just a donkey, following. How is it possible not to follow the yetzer? It's so natural in these things. The answer is by strengthening one's thought. A person becomes a tzaddik through this, through the power of machshava. We said above, we refer to the word melech, we explained it as derived from nimlach, and we said that machshava within a person is a power of royalty within himself. Here it's very relevant to cite the Kuzari. The king asked the chaver how we define a chosid. And the chaver proceeds to describe the chosid as a king ruling over a nation. So the king is perplexed, perhaps even annoyed. He says, "Al chosid shaltich ve'lo al moshel." I asked you to describe in your society, in your culture, what is a chosid, not the ruler. And the chaver responds, "Hachasid hu mishu moishel." That's precisely my point. The chasid is somebody with the power of control of himself. Nishma bechushav bechochisav anafshim agufaniim. He controls his senses and his thoughts. That's in Kuzari, in Ma'amar Gimel. Achzohi peulas hamachshava. That's exactly the point of machshava. That's its function, its activity. Dugmachas. Here's one example. Which you would describe as perhaps an aspect of chasidus, to guard one's eyes. So initially when you think about this, it has nothing to do with the intellect. One wants to guard one's eyes. No. He must strengthen his power of thought. We quote the Rambam, the famous Rambam. Ein machsheves v'arayos misgaberes. Machsheves arayos, thoughts, lewd thoughts like that, only grow stronger, they grow stronger in a heart which is empty of chokhmah. It's a Rambam at the end of Yisurei Bi'ah. Im halev panui mimachshavas Torah. Nein, it follows. If the heart is empty of thoughts of Torah v'chokhmah, or wisdom, kim'at in shum efsharus lishmo esenayim, then it translates into something practical, where it's virtually impossible then to guard one's eyes. Uvaduku menuseo. This is something which is tried and tested. Im ha'olech b'rechov, a person walking in the mall, asuk ba'ezu kushia, if he's involved in some thought, u'mis'ametz l'taretz eisa, he's trying, as he's walking through the mall, he's trying to answer some kushia, ein enav meshoit atos labit ana ve'ana, his eyes will not wander hither and thither, ki ein lo shuminyan b'ma shemisaviv lo, he's not involved in what's around him, he's not interested, he is thinking about this thought. Ugmara meforeshesi, it's a meforesh gemara, ein shemarda mutar lekoichala b'shabbos. In the context there, it's talking about applying a certain dye to one's eye on Shabbos, which normally would be forbidden. It's talking about a certain condition, ein shemarda. Maitama, deshuryenei de'ina b'ubanta delibatolu, says gemara. The eye is dependent on the heart, on what the heart is thinking. The vision of the eye is actually dependent on the understanding of the heart. This is from Avodah Zaradach Chafches. The Chazal is saying this explicitly. It's not just that a person wants to control his shmiras enayim. It's just something that has to do with his eyes. It goes back to one's thought. We apply this to our concept. Sheyesh kesher haduk. There is a tight connection between what the heart understands and what the eye sees. As we said above, when the heart is thinking, when a person is involved in thinking about Torah, Chokhmah, he's analyzing, he's thinking, there's a control, he becomes the melech of himself, so he's not to wander around. כשהלב פנוי מן החוכמה, in contrast, when the heart is empty of wisdom, הוא קרוב למחשב שער רגויס, then inside the person is already close to מחשב שער רגויס, וגם אינו שלט על העיניים, and then he's no longer in control of his eyes, שלא יסתכלו בפריצוס. ולב פנוי מן החוכמה, this phrase from the Rambam, a heart empty of חוכמה, יכול להיות גם לב שיש לו המון ידיעות בתורה. That can be a description of a person who has tremendous knowledge of Torah. אבל עכשיו אינו חושב בתורה. Now, at this moment, he's not thinking in Torah. He can be very knowledgeable, but at this moment, he's not thinking in Torah. וכרגע עלולה מחשב שערס להתגבר. In a moment, in just one moment, מחשב שערס can overcome him. תצא להבה מקריוס הצדיקים המושלים ביצרם ברוך המחשבה שלהם. Let the flame erupt from the tzaddikim who control the yetzer through the power of thought. ותאכל לזה שהולך אחר יצור כעיר זה. And consume the one who follows the yetzer like the donkey. מפני שאינו, שמפני שאינו חושב, because he does not think, גם אין לו שליטה על יצור. He has no control of the yetzer. למעשה, as far as in practice is concerned, נמשיך להסלמד בריכוז המחשבה. You have to continue practicing concentrated thought, לבל תסתל עניין אחר, so it shouldn't jump to some other concept, ולא יסקפוץ מעניין לעניין, to prevent our thoughts from just ping ball, whatever this thing is, just jumping, just ricocheting from one concept to another, במשך 5 דקות, for a length of time of 5 minutes. עד כאן.